The Lord talking today about divisions. When he was casting out demons, they told him that you are casting out demons by Belzebub. So the Lord told them how can Satan cast out Satan? It can't happen. That is why the Lord continued to say, if a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. If a house divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. Divisions certainly, certainly going to take that person or that house or that kingdom down to earth. It will finish these kingdoms or houses. So it's the same if we find a team playing together and they are not one, they are not united, they don't understand each other and they don't work in harmony, that team will never win. For us, let us talk about in our homes and in our lives. A home is divided, cannot stand. Whether it is between the children and parents, or whether it is between the parents themselves, a house is divided, cannot stand. So that is the necessity of being united and one. Lots of the problems of our homes and our relationship between each other are because not only that we are divided at home, but we are divided inside ourselves. The Lord was talking about that the spirit lusts against the body, and the body lusts against the spirit. So in ourselves there is a fight, there is a division, and we have to work things together to make our hearts not to be divided or our minds not to be divided, so that we will be for God and submit every thought, every feeling in our lives to the Lord, so that we will be united inside. If we are united inside, we can make peace at home, we can make unity at home, and we can make, if the family is united, the society will be united, and the kingdom will be united and strong. But if I am divided inside, I cannot really lead a united home, a united house. If I am divided from inside, I cannot really communicate well, neither with my wife or my children or my husband. So unity is very important. Being one and living in one direction is very important. Can you see here that snake? Yeah, eating what? Eating what? His tail. So if the snake eats its tail, what will happen to that snake? He will not survive, isn't it? Yeah? I will give you some examples of divided heart and mind. In Sodom and the Gomorrah, the Lord saved Lot and his family and advised him three things. He said to him, go out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Get out of the whole circle. Don't look back. Escape for your life. Out of the whole circle. Don't look back. Escape for your life. Lot, his two daughters, and his wife went with the two angels out. And while they were out, going out of what? Of destruction. The whole city will be burned. Lot and two daughters went straight. His wife turned around and looked at Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because her heart was in there. When she turned around and looked back to Sodom and Gomorrah, she turned into a column of salt. And she stayed for us a warning. A warning. When the Lord is calling us to heavenly kingdom, don't look back to the world. Don't look back to the world. When the Lord is asking us to repent and we try to repent, don't look back to the sin. When the Lord is reminding us and saving us from a really difficult time or situation, don't forget the gracious God and look back to where you were. Lot's wife turned into a column of salt because she looked back, divided heart. She wants to follow the Lord and she wants to keep Sodom and Gomorrah in her heart again. You can't do that. You can do that. Another one, Achan, the son of Carmel. The Lord said, go to Jericho. I will give you Jericho. I will defeat Jericho. But I don't want any one of you to take anything from Jericho. Achan, son of Carmel, went into Jericho, and the Lord gave it to them. But he was greedy. He wanted some gold. He has stolen some gold from the city. He said, why do you burn the city when there are treasures in it? Why can't we benefit of it? But the Lord said, don't. And he didn't listen. He took the gold, have hidden it, and said, who knows? Who knows? Yes, he might have not been seen by anybody, but who is seeing him? The Lord is looking at him. There is nothing hidden under the earth. You think you are clever. Some people think they are genius. They are very clever. They can hide things. They can pretend things and get away with it. No, you can't. Because the Lord is looking at you. Because the Lord knows everything. Because the Lord knows what is in your mind, what is in your heart. Even if you don't say it. So live in the light. Don't live in divided heart. Achan ibn Karmi was at the end. The Lord defeated the whole of Israel because of him. And at the end, Joshua brought him before the Lord by a lot and told him, confess to the Lord and before me. And he had to confess it at the end. We too, one day, will stand in the day of judgment and say everything. Everything will be clear to the whole world. Nothing will be hidden. If you manage to hide it here, you can't hide it there. But the problem is, if you are deciding to live in a hypocrite life and divided life, you will not go to heaven. You will lose your salvation. That is the danger of it. So never be divided. Never, ever be divided. Another example, which is an important example, you know the master who one of his servants borrowed from him big amount of money. And one day the master asked that servant, can you give me the money you owe me? So the servant said, and bowed before the master and said, forgive me, master. So the master was so kind and forgave him for all. That servant went out. He found another servant, borrowed from him in comparison, few pennies. He said, where is my money? The other servant bowed at his feet and said, I haven't got any. Give me a chance to pay it for you. He said no. He took him and put him in prison. The servant's colleagues went to the master and told him. The master called him and said to him, you evil servants, you should have forgiven your brother as I have forgiven you. As I have forgiven you. So this is another way of being divided. I am with the Lord, yes, pleading for mercy, but I am with the others, so I'm forgiving. You can't be. This is evil. The Lord called him evil servant. And in spite of, he was asking for his own money. But when the Lord forgave us, we have to forgive the others. You have to deal with the others, and the Lord deals with you. That is why the That is why Eve did fall. The Lord told Eve, you can eat from all the trees apart from one tree. Satan came to her and said to her, the Lord told you so because he doesn't want you to be like him. Eat. She said, I will die. He said, you will not die. And what Eve did do? Listen to the serpent. Had divided her. She wanted to be like God, knowing good and evil. And it was a big mistake. A big mistake. You cannot live divided life. You will fall. But at the end, Saint Mary came. Saint Mary came to correct what Eve has done. Eve disobeyed God. Saint Mary obeyed God. Eve brought death and trouble to the whole world. Saint Mary brought salvation to the whole world. And that is why Saint Mary in the book of Revelation defeated Satan. Satan defeated Eve, but the Lord brought for us Saint Mary to defeat him. Through what? Through her obedience. The Lord today made Saint Mary higher than everyone in heaven, her rank in heaven, higher than the angels, higher than the martyrs, higher than the apostles. Why? Because simply her obedience, her listening to his words and obeying him all the time. When the people said to the Lord, your mother and the brothers outside asking for you, he said, who is my mother? Who is my brothers and sisters? Those who do the will of God are my brothers and sisters and my mothers. So you want to be in the family of God? Live according to his will. You want to be his brother, his sister, his mother? Do his will. Live by his word. That is why the only way to be holy is to be one with God. One with God. United with God. Saint Mary gave us the unique gift in this world. Through Saint Mary, who took from her our humanity and gave it to us afterwards. The new nature we had in our baptism. Yeah? Through Saint Mary, we met God. We united with God. And we take this new nature in baptism. That is why Saint Mary was unique. That is why a lady told the Lord, blessed is the womb who bore you, and blessed is the breast who nursed you. And we today have taken the same from Saint Mary. When we have the Holy Communion, we bear the Lord. We unite with the Lord. When we love the the Lord and serve him, we nurse him. We feed him. He needs that love. Not that he in need, but we are the ones who are in need. Yeah? Holy divisions. Divisions bad. And the Lord said, if any house or kingdom are divided, cannot stand. But are there holy divisions? The Lord said, don't think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword, which is a division. Fight. War. Why, Lord? For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household. How come? How come, Lord? How come that you are fighting the divisions and now you are saying, I came for making divisions? No, the Lord hasn't come to make divisions inside us, but the Lord has come to make divisions between us and the world, us and Satan, us and our lustfully desires. This is the holy division. That is why in the first psalm it says what? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So the Lord wants from us to keep away from those who take us away from him. This is the holy divisions. This is the sword that the Lord has come to give us. A sword between light and darkness, between good and evil, between his kingdom and the world. There is no compromise. There is no compromise between us and the Lord. The Lord himself, had this struggle in Gethsemane. In Gethsemane, he said, Lord, can you please pass this cup from me? But then quickly he said, but let it be your will, not mine. Let it be your will, not mine. I have to be one for you. I have to submit my body to you, my thoughts to you, my mind to you. St. Paul was going to kill the Christians. The Lord appeared to him and said, why do you persecute me? Why do you persecute me? He said, Lord, who are you? He said, I am the Lord Jesus Christ, who you persecute. He said, Lord, I submit. What do you want me to do? He changed his life. Yeah? Saint Stephen, when they were stoning him, the Lord opened the heaven, and so heaven opened, and the Lord sitting on his throne of glory. What would he do? He said the same word the Lord said on the cross. Lord, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. Yes? It is the call for all of us to unite. The call for all of us to have peace. To have peace. You know, Esau and Jacob, they were going to kill. Esau was going after Jacob to kill him. But Jacob made peace. He kept humbling himself, bowing to Esau, till he made peace with him. Till he made Esau to repent and say, how could I think about that evil? And they became brothers and sisters again. Unity, unity will divide the Red Sea, the world. Unity will divide the world. But if you live in divided life, the world will divide you. Don't let the world divide you. Don't let Satan divide you. Don't let your desires to divide you. But with the unity and love, you will be able to divide the Red Sea like Moses and to calm the rough sea like the Lord. May the Lord give us all this unity in our lives, to repent, to live for the Lord, as Santa Mary has done. She was carrying the